Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. Today we are going to go to the dark side. And I like the dark side, and I refer to the dark side a lot because seminar marketing is still one of the most effective ways to truly grow your practice. Now, many of you have heard seminars, and in fact, we were just at a conference where all they talked about was referrals. Grow your business by referrals, referrals, referrals. But guess what? In my career, seminar marketing, if done correctly, is the best way for you to systematically grow your company with ideal prospects. So Mike Thurman is our guest today. Mike is the co-founder of White Glove Workshops. And I've had clients of mine use White Glove in the past, and I'm really looking forward to seeing where we're going to go with this. So Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for having us on today and giving us a chance to talk a little bit more about White Glove Workshops.
Fantastic. Well, tell us what it is. What is White Glove Workshops?
Well, White Glove Workshops is essentially a digital marketing company. We're based out of Birmingham, Michigan, and we specialize in planning, managing, and promoting educational seminars, primarily for financial advisors, since I'm a financial advisor myself. But we've also branched off into other verticals such as legal, real estate, and medical. So,
legal, real estate, and medical. How are those similar? Do you mind if I ask?
Well, it turns out that real estate agents, physicians, specifically orthopedic surgeons, as well as lawyers, they're looking to get in front of new patients, new prospects, just like financial advisors are doing. You can be the best financial advisor, you can be the best surgeon, you can be the best lawyer, the best real estate agent. But if you don't have a lobby full of patients or prospects, then you don't get a chance to share your story with anybody.
Mike, tell us the backstory of this. So as an advisor, you have a cousin who's Dean Thurman, and you guys formed this company. How did you have this epiphany, and where did this come from?
Well, we've been financial advisors ourselves for the last 25 years, and we built our practice primarily using educational seminars. We have about 6 sub reps in our office. We're still active, and we currently manage about $500 million in assets. And 99% of that came from educational seminars. Background is through successful money management seminars back in the 90s, early 90s. So I'm really dating myself here. But and our focus has been primarily education. We have 2 other passions in addition to being financial advisors. One of those is marketing. But the second passion we both share is educating the general public on issues that they didn't learn at school.
What services are included in this done-for-you White Glove Workshop seminar model?
We do absolutely everything for the advisor except get up and speak. So we research and book the venue, handle all the venue logistics such as insurance and so forth. We create the invitation page. We deploy all the digital marketing. We manage all the registrations. We take both electronic and phone registrations. We send confirmation emails. We also do confirmation calls. So we handle the whole follow-up sequence. And we also coach the host on how to have a successful seminar. We've partnered with Frank Maselli. And active hosts with White Glove Workshops have access to Frank Maselli. And for those of you who don't know who Frank is, he's one of the country's leading experts and seminar trainers. And he often speaks at some of our events, such as Host University.
Yeah, Maselli is amazing. I remember buying his book and reading it and thinking to myself, man, this guy's really got it dialed in. That's a great partnership. Frank Maselli is one of my heroes from a coaching perspective. Now, how many advisors around the country are using you?
Currently, we have about 1,000 advisors using us. We started in the fall of 2015, and in our first full year of business in 2016, we coordinated 1,200 workshops. And last year in 2017, we coordinated 3,600 workshops, and we're on pace this year to coordinating over 5,400 workshops. So we're growing fast. It started with just myself and, as you mentioned, the other co-founder, Dean Thurman, my cousin, and one other guy. And currently we have just under 100 employees.
Wow. One program that I have referred to in the past, just because I've had good success with my advisors using it, is FMT Solutions. So tell me, what is the difference between what you do and what they do?
Well, FMT, as I understand it, is another educational seminar system. In fact, I think the founder is somebody who actually used to work for Jack Root over at Successful Money Management Seminars.
Cool.
But one of the key differences, I think, with us is our overall business model. And keep in mind, we've been doing seminars for over 25 years. I've done over 1,000 public workshops myself personally. And we used to do it the traditional way, where we would send out, you know, 10, 20, 30,000 mailer invitations. We call that pay and pray, because you gotta pay for everything up front. And then you hope and pray people sign up. And then you hope and pray people actually show up. Being up here in Michigan, obviously that can be a challenge in the winter with weather. So our model is just the opposite. It's a performance-based pricing. So our customers only pay us based on the number of households that actually attend. Oh. So what that means to the everyday advisor is they no longer have to pay for those empty seats. There's nothing more frustrating than shelling out $5,000, $7,000, $10,000. And then for whatever reason, whether the marketing didn't work well, or we put the wrong phone number on the invitation, or there was a snowstorm or a hurricane and people didn't show up, you know, that gets to be pretty expensive. And looking out at the audience and seeing all those empty seats, there was nothing more frustrating. So we take all the risk in filling up a person's workshop. And because it's performance-based, they only have to pay us based on the number of households that actually attend, as opposed to traditional flat rate pricing. The problem with flat rate pricing is, if that weather event happens, if for whatever reason the attendance is low, they're stuck paying that higher flat rate, and they're stuck paying for all those empty seats.
Do you provide them with the content for the workshop too?
We aren't. We don't think of ourselves as a content provider. We use third parties and can provide them with content. So we offer third-party content through Broadridge, which is also somebody who stemmed from Emerald Seminars. Mm-hmm. People may have used some of their content in the past. And Emerald also stemmed from Successful Money Management from back in the day. So it's kind of everything's coming full circle here.
Why do you believe, as I said in the precursor, the opening of the podcast here, that this is something that I know works and that I've had advisors who have been very, very successful with this? But why do you believe that hosting these educational seminars is such an effective form of marketing for an advisor?
Well, obviously, I'm biased because this is what I've been doing my whole career, but it helps the advisor build credibility. It allows you to show your depth of knowledge on subjects that clients and prospects just don't have any knowledge on. Like I said earlier, this isn't something that people are taught in school. And so it gives you a platform to establish positive rapport with potential clients. And it shows that you're invested in the community and interested in educating the community. That's a really big piece in all of this. You know, when I go and do a workshop, I realize that in most cases, a majority of the room isn't ultimately going to become my client. Not everybody is searching for financial advisor at that time. But if I can give them some good, useful information that's going to help them, I mean, that really, I mean, I'm being completely honest when I say this. It makes me feel good to educate folks on very complicated subjects and really do a service and help them out. I think ultimately that comes back to the advisor two or threefold, just being that resource in the community that and being known as a person who is interested in educating the public.
Now, one of the analogies that Kirk and I have used for many years is going out into the ocean and throwing a net and hope to catch what you're looking for. How, so let's say my specialty is orthopedic surgeons, right? And I want to do an educational event using your system for that target market, that very closely held niche. Can you help us understand? Don't no secret sauce here, man. I know that we don't want to give that away, but how about you just from a high level answer that? How can you do that? And how specific can you get?
Well, that's the beauty of digital marketing. It's very easy to, for us, it's very easy to target the type of person that we want to be in attendance at that workshop. Now, we're going to work closely with the advisor. We're going to work closely with the surgeon and try to dig down and find out who their best type of client is or prospect or patient. And then we're going to seek out those traits digitally and find those folks and then deliver the proper marketing message that the surgeon or advisor wants us to display in order to attract that person to that workshop.
That's absolutely fantastic. That's a huge differentiator between you and the male in prey, or however you referred to that earlier. Yeah, I mean, and they're fiercely expensive. I've had advisors whose cost for client acquisition on a seminar was north of $5,000. And that just seemed really high to me.
Yeah, it's high. And, you know, we did it for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. And over time, we just saw diminishing returns. And it was becoming very, very expensive. I think at the high point, I think at our breaking point was when it was costing us almost $1,000 for a lead.
Wow.
So decided that that's, you know, there's got to be a better way. Yeah. So, you know, we started playing around with digital advertising and began to have success with it in our own office. You know, that's the thing I think other financial advisors out there can appreciate is, you know, we're in the trenches with them. We know exactly what their pain points are. We know exactly what makes them tick because that's who we are. We're financial advisors. So eliminating those pain points, you know, understanding that when a seminar bombs, and only two or three people show up or no, you know, I did a workshop for one person.
Oh.
And I swore I'd never do that again. And, you know, you're almost at the point where, you know, it's 5 minutes after six and you're yeah. hoping no one shows up at that point, you know.
Yeah.
And then about 10 after six, just before I'm ready to pack up and leave, this person comes walking in. So we figured there had to be a better way. And in fact, we discovered there was a better way. Our flagship program, the Taxes and Retirement Program, which talks about some of the new tax laws, which obviously a lot of people are confused about and happens to be a pretty good draw for high net worth people. The average attendance at that workshop is 15 households or about 22 people.
Wow.
And we could put more people in there, but we're restricted, obviously, by the financial advisor's budget. You know, there's only so many people they have time to see. There's only so many people they can afford to have in their workshop. So, yeah, it could be higher, but 15 is the average. And oftentimes we have to shut campaigns down early because we reach our targeted registration number.
So how does an advisor get involved with this? So let's say she's listening to you and she says, man, I've been looking for this. This is exactly what I need. You know, for the second half of 2018, it's going to be the best year I ever had. What do they need to do to become a host?
Well, they can call us toll free at 844-949-9497, or they can visit our website, www.whiteglovesworkshops.com. They can follow us on Twitter and at WhiteGloveWS, and they can search White Glove Workshops on LinkedIn and Facebook and follow our company pages. But essentially, they will be assigned a account executive or somebody who we call a success coach that's going to walk them through step-by-step the process involved to getting started with us. But it's really easy. And ultimately, all that individual has to do is show up and present the material. We need about 6 to 8 weeks lead time before their first workshop to get them started. We can do it sooner than that. It can be challenging, but we can do it sooner than that. So that's a possibility. But that person they're assigned to, we have, how many do we have? Around 22 account executives, plus they have assistants that help them. And they'll walk them through step by step in the process and how to get started with us, how to host a successful workshop. We actually have a document we call the, it's escaping my mind right now. It's kind of the recipe on how to host a successful workshop, but it's all clearly written, and we have training videos, you know, if people aren't accustomed to speaking in front of a general audience. And then again, as I said earlier, we offer training through Frank Maselli.
Something that's very important to us and our listeners find great value is something that you can provide for us for free, whether it's tips, advice, a white paper, anything along those lines. So what are your top three tips for an advisor who wants to host a successful seminar?
That's a great question, Matt. And again, this is probably, I'm being a little biased, but I think this is true for whether you're doing an educational workshop or a traditional dinner workshop. I think every workshop you do, your approach should be with that educational mindset. That's what's going to differentiate you between you and other advisors out there doing workshops. A typical dinner workshop is going to be more orientated towards sales, and it's going to slant towards, you know, a lot of promotion of that individual and of that individual's company. And that's where people kind of get a sour taste in their mouth. And that's a bit of a commodity in our industry at the moment. Where you differentiate yourself is when you tell them what you do for your day job, but you kind of leave it at that. We call it promotion through non-promotion. You give them good educational content. That's better than buying them a steak, in my opinion. We do offer dinner workshops for those that are more comfortable in that environment, but approaching each seminar with an educational mindset. The other thing I would highly recommend is to have a power opening and a power close. Most of the folks that attend your workshop, by the time they get back to their car, they're going to forget about 80 to 90% of what you said. But what they're going to remember are those first couple minutes in the very beginning of your presentation and those last 5 minutes or so at the end of your presentation. And Frank Maselli can be a big help in this endeavor too, because he offers sample power openings and sample power closes. And it's all about establishing and developing a story. You know, people invest in with people that they like, and they invest with people that they trust. If they don't like you, they're not going to trust you. So you got to be personable, you got to be approachable, you got to have a sense of humor, and you got to give them exactly what the marketing message said they're going to get. The minute you deviate from the marketing message, you're going to lose all credibility. If you go into sales at one of our educational workshops, you go into over promotion mode, it's going to be a big waste of money for you. We want to be good stewards of everybody's money. Our business model, as you can imagine, is based on reorders. So if our customers aren't having success, well, then we're not going to have success. So we're fully invested in our customers' success and are doing everything we can to ensure that that person has success.
One of my favorite questions to ask anybody who comes on the show is what do you got going on, right? You're talking about the business plan, right? A lot of companies don't have business plans, nor do they have a marketing strategy, or nor do they have any sort of long-term vision. So what's new in 2018? What do you guys have in the hopper for the new White Glove workshops? Is there new products? Are there new offerings? What do you got?
Oh my gosh, Matt, how much time do we have? We have so much new going on. One of the most recent things that we did is we just expanded into Canada with Canada's version of Social Security. And they call it something different over there, but we've already done some workshops in Canada and are planning more workshops. We've also introduced some new topics, both for financial advisors and other professions. Our three core topics are Social Security, taxes and retirement, and then a more holistic retirement planning seminar. But our latest offerings currently are estate planning, college funding planning, late stage college funding planning, And real estate is another one. And you know, on the estate planning topic, that's good for estate planners, it's good for financial advisors, and it's good for advisors and estate planners that are partnering together. Not only can they share in the expense, they can obviously share the clients, and they can lend credibility to each other. So that's our new topics that we have coming out. We also recently introduced our summer specials for those folks that do a seminar in June, July, and August. You know, and I want to speak to that for just a minute. You know, back when we did the pay and pray and used traditional mailers to invite people to our workshops, we didn't do seminars in the summer. And the reason we didn't do seminars in the summer is because people, the performance of the mailers wasn't as good, especially here in Michigan. Summers are precious, right? Our summer only lasts, you know, if we're lucky, 12 weeks. And so with the weather being good, it's hard to wrestle people into a workshop. But with digital marketing, for whatever reason, we were able to draw pretty good attendance. And from the advisor's perspective, it makes a lot of sense because again, they're only paying us based on attendance. So if it is a really nice day in July and there's other things going on and the marketing doesn't work as well and only 10 households show up instead of 15, the advisor's not out that higher flat rate cost like other digital marketers charge or like traditional mailhouses charge. Again, they only pay us based on the actual attendance. So we strongly encourage people to do summer workshops, and because of the risk-free nature of our business model. And it's also a time when their competitors are actually asleep at the wheel. You know, a lot of financial advisors take a lot of time off in the summer, so they're not out prospecting. They're not out trying to attract new clients, and it's a great time for a financial advisor. It's a great opportunity for a financial advisor while their competition is out playing in the lake and having fun with their family. They can be picking up clients that otherwise their competition might have a chance at getting at in the fall. So, but to enhance that, we've offered some summer specials, and I'll just rattle off a few of them. But one of them is allowing our hosts, we call our advisors that host our workshops, our hosts, they get the opportunity to reach out prior to the seminar and do what we call a rapport call. Thank them for registering, ask them, you know, what are some questions they might have when they attend the workshop, and start to build a rapport with that person in hopes of being able to turn more of the folks that show up potentially into a client down the road. That's one. We also have this next generation investable asset sticker that we actually put on the advertising. We also have a automated calendar widget where during the workshop, we actually email each person in attendance the advisor's calendar so that when the advisor does his or her power close at the end of the workshop, they have an opportunity to that very easy to view the advisor's calendar and schedule an appointment right there on the spot electronically. So we have a total of six. I think I've listed off three. I can't recall off the top of my head what the other three are, but so we have those summer specials going on right now as well.
And if anybody wants to know what those other three are, they should reach out to your organization. So why don't you tell everybody once again, what's the best way for a financial advisor if she wants to reach out to you and find out more about White Glove Workshops?
Probably the best way is just to give us a call. That number again is 844-949-9497. Or they can visit us at whiteglovesworkshops.com.
And we will make sure that all of that information is in the show notes. So, Mike, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate the opportunity. Good talking to you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Marketing is the lifeblood of every single solitary financial services practice. If you have lofty asset under management goals, if you have you're ready to take that next big step, that S-curve explosion, I highly recommend that you consider doing educational workshops. Now, especially for financial planners, this is a great way to get your thought leadership out. And it's also a great way to build that rapport that Mike was just talking about, not only on the front end, but on the back end and during the seminar. And if you have not gotten Frank Maselli's book, all you have to do is go on Amazon or wherever you buy a book. Type in Frank Maselli, you'll see it, and we'll make sure that's in the show notes too. Frank Maselli's book is amazing. It's actually entitled Seminars. Is that right, Mike? Isn't it called Seminars?
I believe so.
Yeah. So it's pretty easy to find, everybody. So please make sure that you take a look at that book. Something else that works very, very well is while you're at the seminar, the workshop, and you're teaching people about who you are, if they want to have an opportunity to experience you even more, something that we found is very powerful is for you to say, and if you like what I'm talking about today, you can also listen to our monthly podcast. You can download our white paper. Anything that's going to allow you to continue to build a relationship with the attendees is only going to help you that much more. So for Mike Thurman, everybody at White Glove Workshops, and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, this has been Matt Halloran. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure that you take a moment to click the subscribe now button below. That way, every time we come out with another one of these podcasts with something that's going to change your practice, make your life more fun, and make it easier for you to get the right people in the right seats, it'll show up directly on your listening device. I'm Matt Halloran. We'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.